Well, 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 here's Mama Bloom's brood. Sunday. The motion picture business is forgotten for the moment as we find Mama and Papa in their car driving to meet the children. The occasion? Well, let's see, as Mama says...
Sydney says we go straight along this street and then we turn right. The children will be waiting for us.
There.
There, Sydney says.
There, did Sydney say.
Jack, we will worry about that when they're coming to it. There ain't no use buttering your bread before you have to lie in it. And besides, Papa, there's a red light.
I see it, Mama. I see it. Am I colorblind?
Oh. You shouldn't ask questions like that when you're driving. You should be keeping your mind on the wheel.
I would like to have kept my mind and my body at home.
The green light.
Yeah, the green light. One day in the week, I'm getting to rest, and Sydney calls up to take us to a... Oh, where are we going?
Sydney says they're going to an amusement park.
An amusement park, Mama. Right. An amusement park. Sydney would be thinking of something like that.
Sure, Jack, sure. Sydney's always thinking of something nice.
Yeah, and I bet in the long run it's going to cost me money.
Well, to have a good time, you got to spend money. Are we toy mice that we should stick in the house on a beautiful Sunday afternoon like this one?
I was very comfortable at home.
Sure. You had your shoes off.
So I was comfortable.
Yeah. So now you're going to have a good time with the children.
Mama, what are we going to do at the amusement park?
Jack, you're asking foolish questions. If I'm asking you what you're going to do at a party, would you be knowing? You would have to wait until you get there. I'm not a Christmas glazer that I should know.
A crystal gazer, Mama.
So I ain't one.
Hmm. I would like to have stayed home this afternoon.
You'd always like to stay home. It's very nice that the children should ask us to go along with them, so they're thinking that we ain't old sogies.
Fogies. Mama, why can't you think of me once in a while?
I'm thinking of you for over 20 years, Pop. Besides, a husband is only a relative by marriage.
What?
And children is children, our own flesh and bone.
Yeah.
We should go with them when they want us to. Didn't you take either golf to Coney Island?
Oh.
Ain't Coney Island an amazement park, and didn't you have a good time?
Mama, that was before I married you, and it's so long ago I forgot whether I had a good time or not.
You did. You stayed out that night until 1 o'clock in the morning.
And how could you be remembering what time it was when I got home? Wait a minute. How could you know?
I asked your mother.
Yeah, and why did you ask my mother?
Because I wanted to know.
Hmm.
Until 1 o'clock in the morning you stayed out with either golf at an amazement park. And now it's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're wanting to go home already before you're even to the park.
I am not wanting to go home. I didn't want to go out of my home in the first place.
So you're out.
So I'm about to... All right, Mama. All right. I'm not going to argue.
We are not having an argument. An argument is where two people both have something to say.
Well, ain't we two people?
You ain't saying anything, Jake.
What was I doing for 15 minutes talking to myself?
Jake, you can talk until you're blue in the eye. We are going to the amazement park with the children and be amazed.
All right. I'll go, but I won't be amazed, amused, or anything else.
And I don't want that you should be a vet banker, either.
A vet blanket, Mama. A vet blanket.
I want that you should bear and grin it.
All right, so bear and grin it. But even like it if I'm not having to sit next to Sydney when we go through the Doc Connells.
So why should you sit next to Sydney? You'll sit next to me. Uh-huh. Maybe you wouldn't like to sit next to me, eh?
Mama, I would like very much to sit next to you.
Yeah, and fall asleep like you did the last time. And I was having to wake you up when we came to the end of the ride.
Oh, and Mama, what a good memory you got for things like that. If I ask you how much you spent for a dress yesterday, you don't know. No, that's too far away to remember. What if it's something that happened 20 years ago? You got a memory like an elephant.
So you're stopping, huh? Don't call me names. I'm fat, but I ain't the elephant.
Oh,
and Jake... It's the end of the street.
All right. What do we do? Turn right here?
Papa, A head is nothing but a field.
I see it.
We ain't going on a picnic, but you should drive into our field.
Oh, right.
Sure, turn right.
All right, so we'll go around the corner.
That's good, that's good. And be careful of your elbows when you're turning. The last time you turned a big corner, I'm getting black and blue.
All right. There. Was that all right, Mama?
That was all right, Jack. Now, where are the children?
Always with Sydney. It's hurry up, hurry up. But we are always first, Mama.
Yeah, that's good, Jack. So now you can stop driving for a minute and rest, huh?
Rest? It's a good idea, Mama.
Sure.
Maybe I can take off my shoes,
huh? Ah, Jack. Ain't it lovely out here?
Yes. Follow us! Oi!
Papa! Papa, stop the car again. That was Sydney.
Don't I know it, Mama. Where is he going? To our race?
Maybe the park closes early and he's in a hurry to get there.
What a slum.
Yeah, hurry up, Papa. Hurry up. Oh, Sydney's almost out of mind.
Out of sight. You're right both ways. But I can't go until the car stops.
The engine is yodeling. Hurry up.
All right. All right. That was a nice rest, Mama. Yeah, I feel so much better. Yes, at least 2 seconds I rest.
So you should feel better. Oh, look, Papa. Sydney's turning a corner. And there's the park.
All right, so we won't get lost.
Turn in here, Papa, turn in.
Mama, what do you think I'm doing?
Sydney's stopping. Yeah, so we'll park next to him, huh?
No.
Well, I see you got here all right.
He's telling us we got here.
Yeah, Sydney, yeah. Hello, Sarah, darling.
Hello, Ma.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Sarah. Where's Yetta and Harold?
Well, they decided to take a drive instead, but Sally and I thought it'd be fun going to an amusement park.
It's been ages since I've been to one.
Could have been ages more and I wouldn't care.
Oh, now, don't be such a grouch, Paul. And you didn't shave.
I shaved last night.
Then you stand far away from him, the beard don't show.
Well, let's get going, huh?
Yeah, we shouldn't stand here all afternoon and chew the cloth.
Rag, Ma.
Rag's cloth, what's the difference? A cloth gets to be a rag later or sooner,
okay,
yeah?
Ma, let's go.
Papa, you walk with Sarah.
We're going to show you a good time, Paul. You've been cooped up in the office all week, and it's time you had some fun.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, Mommy, you said it, but it took you a much longer time. Because you went by the way of Ida Goldfarben 20 years ago.
Oh, has she been kidding you about that again, Paul?
Kidding? Your mama don't kid, sir.
Not about Ida Goldfarben,
Ida.
Oh, well, here we are. What should we get on first?
Sydney, if you think you're going to get me on one of those dip-to-dips, you're Meshuggah. All week I go for so many rides in the office, I'm dizzy. I shouldn't have to come out on a Sunday afternoon and take more dizzy rides.
I'll be a sport, Paul.
Papa shouldn't be a sport with his stomach, because he goes the same day as the shoot the shoot.
That's right, Mom, that's right. No, I won't ride on it.
Then we'll take more.
No, sir. Once when I was younger and just a little smaller, there was room in the little seat for me. No. Where's Sydney gone?
Oh, we're in no hurry. We can walk around for a while. Just take in the sight.
Sure. Oh, there's something for you, Paul. Hit the bell at the top and win a cigar.
Hey, I'm going to give that a whirl. That bell isn't so far away.
Hey, I used to be good at that, you remember, Mama?
That's right, Papa, that's right. Once you won 5 cigars at the clothing merchant's picnic.
Yeah.
5 cigars that made you sick when you smoked them.
You want to try it, Paul?
Well.
I'll bet you can't do it, Paul.
When your papa was young, Sarah, he was a perfect specimen of physical wreckage. Maybe he's a little too old to try it now.
Too old? Too old? Mama, you're talking through your hat. I'm not too old to try it.
Well, go ahead then, Papa.
Go ahead. Later, but not right now. Right now, I'm hungry.
Yeah, huh? Hungry, huh? So you will eat dogs until you get him digestion, and then we'll have to go home early.
Mama, we came out for a good time. And to have a good time, I have to swing a hammer because somebody bets me I can't do it. What if I want just one little sandwich, then it ain't having a good time.
There's something that won't wear you out, Pa.
Huh?
Shooting gallery.
Yeah, how about it, Pa?
How about it? Sydney, you're asking me to take a gun in my hands when you are around.
Oh, come on, Pa. Let's try it.
3 out of 10, I'll pay for the shots, Pa.
Sweet and tan. That's easy.
Papa, don't brag about yourself.
Brag, Mama, brag. I'll brag later when I'm tired. All right, Sydney. 3 from 10, huh? I'll bet you.
You're on. Yeah. Come on, we'll see what old Eagle Eye can do with a rifle.
Eagle Eye.
Yes, Jake, I want you should be very careful. Once when you was at a picnic, you missed the whole row of little dark spots in the back, and you almost hit Monroe Finch.
Well, the back of this is closed in. All right, Sydney, I will try.
Okay, Pa.
Well, you want to try your luck? 5 out of 5 down, you get a prize.
Oh, there you are, Pa.
5 from 5. It's easy. Give me some room. Move over, Sydney. Move over. I don't want I should be tempted too much. Fine, huh?
Oh. Maybe there wasn't a bullet in it, Papa.
One miss, Paul.
Sydney hit my elbow.
I wasn't near you, Pa.
All right, then. I was thinking about you, and it made me nervous. Get away from me, huh? I'm going to try it again.
Look, mister, point the gun at the ducks. At the ducks.
Papa has got me a sight.
All right, I'll take one more.
One clear miss, Pa.
The end of the gun is crooked. Besides, I don't think I like this anyway. That's enough for me.
No excuses, Paul. You're just not a marksman.
Papa is an executive, not a crackpot.
Crack shot, Ma.
Hey, how about you giving it a try, Ma?
I should. kid me. Don't be foolish. I ain't mad at nobody. Why should I shoot a gun?
Special prize for the ladies if they get 5 out of 5 of the moving ducks.
Sure, go ahead, Ma. Please try it.
All right, but I feel just like Jesse Jimmy.
Go ahead, Mom, if you think it's so easy.
I never said that.
Here you are, lady, a nice fresh gun, all loaded for bear.
You said duck.
Oh, go ahead, Ma. Shoot.
Well, all right. Those little ducks?
Them's the ones, lady.
All right. Oy.
Hey, that was swell, Ma. 2 down.
The first bang scared me, and I didn't mean to shoot the gun the second time.
Oh, it still counts. You get 3 more, Ma.
Yeah, Jake, don't breathe down my neck. You're making me very nervous.
Mom, I know what I'm doing. I'm standing behind you.
Then don't push.
3 out of 3, Ma. 2 more to go.
Say, where'd you learn to shoot, Ma?
Why, it's very easy, Sarah. All I do is shut my eyes and shoot. I will try it again.
That does it. 5 out of 5.
Mommy, you get a prize.
What do I get? Did I?
I don't know, lady. Here's what you get. The first prize given away to a lady today. Here you are.
Oh, my God.
Mommy, you can't take it.
Oi, Jake. I won a ham.
Quick, Mama. We gotta go.
Hey, wait a minute. Take the prize.
You keep it.
But you won the ham. You gotta take it.
No, thank you very much. Thank you. Come on, Papa. It's just like I always said. Nothing is free. And what is free, you can't use.
Hey, let's go in here.
What's that?
It's called a trip through the Devil's Cavern.
Okay.
Sidney, what do you do when you get in there?
You just walk around. It's dark in there. It's lots of fun. Come on, I'll pay for it.
No, I don't want it.
Oh, come on, Paul. Be a sport.
All right. So we'll go in.
Oh, I'll go ahead and pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go first, Ma.
Yes, darling.
Mama, something tells me I'm not going to like this.
Papa, we are having a good time.
I'm glad you told me. That's why we should pay to walk around in the dark when we can do the same thing at home at night and save electricity.
Hurry up, Papa. Hurry up. The children are in already. Come on.
Yeah.
Papa, where are you?
Right behind you, Mama. Go ahead.
Hey, be careful up here. There's a blind alley.
Oh, I'm way up front. Hurry up.
Come on, Papa. It's very dark.
Oh, Sid, look out. Oh, light. Are you coming, Sid?
Yeah. I got mixed up with something here. A lot of ropes hanging down.
I know.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah, Sidney, yeah. I'm right behind you.
Oh, well, that was fun.
10 cents we paid to walk around in the dark.
Oh, what'd you think of it, Pa?
Hey, where's Pa?
Oi, children. Papa didn't come out. He's still in there.